South Africa's political transition is well underway now. It seems as though things are holding at the government of national unity, at least for the moment. But further down the line, not such cohesion. We saw some ructions in Johannesburg, where Herman Mashaba went across to support the ANC. But something that's really caught people by surprise is what is going on in Oudtshoorn. It's in the Western Cape. It is an area that has had problems, well, almost since the dawn of democracy here in South Africa. And the latest set of issues brings the alliance between the Democratic Alliance and the Freedom Front Plus into sharp focus. We have Dr. Corne Mulder to unpack for us what exactly is going on in Oudtshoorn. I guess the story here is we all got terribly excited after the election on the 29th of May and felt that we had a new era dawning in South Africa. It would happen at the Government of National Unity, then it would go down to the provinces, then it would go down to the cities, and then down to the towns. Well, it's certainly not working in the town of Oudtshoorn, but unpack it for us, Corne. It's very confusing for those of us who we know there are 25 seats. We know that the ANC's got 7, the DA's got 7. That's after a by-election that the PA won. You guys have got 3, so that's a very important number. And then the rest are 4 little parties, and Akosa, rather, has also got 2. So the Patriotic Alliance, Akosa, 2 each. Do the arithmetic, you need 13 seats. And it seems to be a bit of a yo-yo.
You're absolutely right, Alec. There's no doubt. Oudtshoorn has been in trouble for a long, long time with lots of instability. So we did succeed in June of 2022 to put a coalition together consisting of 4 parties, the Democratic Alliance with their 7, us with 3, Ikosa with 2, and then a local party called Saamstaan with 1, which gave us 13. And we did form a coalition that governed since June of 2022, and we were going along happily. But along the way, it started to become clear that we've got a problem. And the problem was basically that the mayor of Oudtshoorn, a person with the name of Chris McPherson, became a problem because it seems that he does not understand how coalitions work. So we made it clear to the Democratic Alliance that we've got some problems, that we are not keeping to the provisions of the coalition agreement. If there's disagreement, the mechanisms of the coalition agreement should come into play where matters that are not dissolved are referred to other bodies. That did not happen. And it became clear that the mayor himself was just going on all by himself. Let me give you an example. The budget is quite an important issue in a local government, and that needs to be approved. So the budget was discussed in the coalition's joint caucus of those 4 parties. And 3 of the parties made certain proposals to try and alleviate the high municipal rates, et cetera, and how we could do some savings. The mayor was not happy with that. In the end, his response was, listen, this is my budget, and you represent small parties. And then he went across and he made a deal with the ANC behind the back of the other coalition parties to get his budget through. Now, that is no coalition. That you can't operate. The moment he did that, that was the end of the coalition, basically. So what further then happened was, on the 22nd of July, we had a meeting in Mossel Bay with the leadership of the Democratic Alliance. I was there, Mazilla was there, other people from the parties were there, and we explained. And it was not only the Freedom Front Plus. All the parties in that coalition attended, also the other 2. And the message was a unanimous message. We want to continue with that coalition. We believe in that coalition. We want to make a success of that. But we cannot cooperate any longer with this mayor. Give us a different person from your party that we can support. And the issue was on the table because a motion of no confidence was brought by the other parties in opposition in Oudtshoorn, and we had to deal with that. Now, the DA was not prepared to accept that and to take out their mayor and replace him with somebody else. The result was that the motion of no confidence passed. And then we had to elect a new government. So what we then did was we reached again out to the Democratic Alliance and said to them, are you prepared to talk and negotiate so that we can put the coalition together again and see if we can get a candidate that is acceptable to all the parties? The DA was not prepared to do so. Then the Freedom Front Plus took the initiative, and exactly as you pointed out, we implemented what's going to be the norm, I guess, in 2 years' time to create a government of local unity in Oudtshoorn because of the diversion. And because of this whole situation where no party really dominates, if you look at the representation and you mentioned the numbers, 7 out of 25 gives you 28% of the representation. So the parties with the largest supports got 28% representing the community. We reached out to all the parties, including the Democratic Alliance, and invited them to participate in a meeting to see if we can form a government of local unity. We even went as far as to draft a declaration of intent, a statement, committing the parties and asking them to sign that on the same level as the government of national unity on national level was also parties pledged their support for making this government a success. We did have the meeting. The DA did not attend. They boycotted the meeting. And then we went ahead and we elected a government. So in Oudtshoorn, at the moment, we've got a government of local unity consisting of five or six of the parties in Oudtshoorn of the nine. And we are going to go forward. I think the DA is making a big mistake by staying out of this and to become the opposition. They are undermining the whole new idea in South Africa of people cooperating in the best interest of our communities.
It's also perhaps a new idea that you're going to deal with the cards that are on the table geographically. For instance, at the Government of National Unity, we know how that works. You guys are members there, and in fact, you've even got a portfolio. Not a great portfolio, prisons portfolio. It feels like a hot potato, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But it does appear that of the individual areas, you will then maybe have different partners. Am I reading
of Chris McPherson? No, you're absolutely right. The reality is that you have to play the hand of cards that you were dealt in the election. So in Oudtshoorn, for example, this is the result that we've got after the 2021 election in Oudtshoorn. We've got nine political parties. You explained the composition of the council, and you have to deal with that. You have to find a way to bring stability to the community in the best interest of the people in Oudtshoorn. And I think the best way was, after the Government of National Unity, here's an opportunity for the larger two parties in Oudtshoorn, the ANC and the DA, to prove their commitment to the community, and let's form a government of local unity. And the other parties that did sign were absolutely enthusiastic about the idea, and we have got a huge challenge now to make it work and to set an example. And I see Oudtshoorn as a first in South Africa doing this kind of thing. But you're right, depending on the election results going forward, you may have different partners in different situations. As long as you remain committed to make a difference and to serve the community with the best service delivery and economic growth there.
How bad is the DA candidate for mayor? How bad is this guy McPherson, in your opinion?
Well, with all due respect, he can speak for himself. But the problem is, if you form a coalition government, you need the larger party. And in this instance, the DA with seven was the larger party. We've got three. It's 28% against 12%. The larger party should be the humblest in that coalition, reaching out to the other three parties. Now, if one said it was only the Freedom Front Plus that now finds a problem with this mayor, one can argue about that. But all three, the other parties in the coalition, were unanimous in informing the Democratic Alliance, we want to proceed, but this guy is a problem. Now, the problem was basically this. This person acts on his own as if he is just the mayor in charge. He doesn't consult. He doesn't have to consult. And there are other examples as well. We drafted a list of 17 incidents which we found problematic with the mayor, and it seems that he's just on his own little folly as far as we are concerned. And in the end, an individual can make a coalition work or not. So in this instance, that was the problem, basically. And before we went the route that we've taken now, we gave the DA the opportunity to give us somebody else.
And they were not prepared to. What is his background? Is he a business person? Is he a politician? Is he a bureaucrat?
He comes from the former National Party, if I'm not mistaken, way, way back in the olden days, up from Mpumalanga and Gauteng, if I'm not mistaken. And he's got his own ideas. But that, be that as it may, you may have wonderful ideas. But the challenge in a coalition is take your partners along and convince people of your ideas. For example, let me give you another example, which was a huge bone of contention. There was a developer that wanted to develop a certain project in Oudtshoorn. And the municipality came and they said, well, fine, there's need to be a movement of a certain sewage pipeline under the property. And the cost for the moving of that pipeline was 3.1 million rand. So the council said, that cost is for the cost of the developer. The mayor insisted, no, the council should pay. The council refused, and the people said, no, we're not going to do that. Then suddenly the director of infrastructure who made this point was fired by the mayor, and no disciplinary process was followed. He was just fired for another reason, alleged another reason. So February, once again, the mayor once again comes with the same issue. The pipeline should be moved, and it's for the cost of the for the council. The other parties in the coalition asks for a legal opinion. Let's make sure, before the legal opinion is done, the mayor instructs the municipal manager just to move it. So that kind of high-handed approach that does not work in a coalition, And with all due respect, if you go to the ANC at that stage, you were part of the opposition, to get your budget pushed through against the wishes of your own coalition parties, there's no coalition. This is not how it works. And that's my problem is, the underlying problem here is this. Is the Democratic Alliance really committed to coalitions? Or do they think they can co-opt other parties to give them the necessary vote when they need that, and for the rest, they should just behave themselves and keep quiet? That's not coalitions. That's not how you're going to take it forward.
That's interesting. The DA has got a reputation, and deservedly so, for being able to manage well. So as a consequence, perhaps that's in the DNA now. You know, we the guys who can manage well, nobody else. You've got a challenge. The new mayor of Oudtshoorn is your guy.
Yes, absolutely. The parties in the government of local unity then decided, we don't want to see that the ANC suddenly now takes charge of Oudtshoorn, because immediately the DA jumped on this immediately, and they immediately framed us, or they tried to frame us, you are now in bed with the ANC. It's absolutely laughable. That's why they are sitting with 12 members in the executive on national level serving with the ANC. But that is the kind of cheap politics being played to try and frame you in that instance. So the government of local unity then had a council meeting, and the Freedom Front Plus guy became the mayor. The ANC is the deputy mayor, and the lady from the Patriotic Alliance serves as the speaker. And the other parties in this government of local unity are all serving in the mayoral committee. So we are absolutely committed to make a huge success of this. We want to demonstrate this nonsense that only the DA can govern. We will show that's the opposite. But the invitation is still there for the Democratic Alliance to join that, because I honestly believe by them not being part of this, by staying out, they are not serving the interests of the 28% of the electorate in the greater Oudtshoorn that they represent. In that instance, they're now playing the opposition role, which puts them in exactly the same position as MK and the EFF on national level. You've got nothing to say, you make a lot of noise, and that's irrelevant.
It's a big risk from a political perspective, because if you guys get it right, then you've got the template in the same way as the DA has had the template for the Western Cape. But Cornet, moving on to other matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You will get it right.
Yes.
I'll be talking
sure,
to you. I'm sure that I won't be the only one talking to you. I loved your interview the other day on CakeNet. You've been far more composed today.
Many years ago in my father, you could have seen there's a lot of frustration and irritation there because of, as a matter of fact, I'm on my way today for another one where the DA tries to create the impression that we want to move away from another coalition in Langeberg at this moment. We are committed to try and make things work. We remain the responsible party in coalitions. Which we haven't mentioned was, a month ago, the DA kicked us out in the coalition in George and in the Garden District Council, completely moving outside the coalition agreement. But in that instance, they don't say a word about that. So we've got huge problems with the Democratic Alliance. And the underlying thing is this arrogance, which basically says, we co-opt other parties when we need your votes, but we are not really committed. And it's the same thing, as far as I'm concerned, that is playing out on the government of national unity, if you listen to what some of the DA people are saying at the moment.
Just unpack that on the government of national unity level?
No, if you look at what happened last week, when out of the blue, everybody is committed to make the government of national unity a success. And it's a very complicated thing. And you must understand, on the 14th of June, when Mr. Ramaphosa was elected as president on that Friday evening, after he was elected, I spoke to Naren Singh, we spoke to the ANC chief whip, and we arranged quickly a small debate in parliament. It was after 11 at night, to give each party at least 2 minutes to congratulate and react to the election of the new president. And then the EFF made the point from their perspective to say, well, this is not a government of national unity. This is a coalition between two parties, White Monopoly Capital and the ANC's faction who sold out to White Monopoly Capital. That's what they were saying. And that's the agenda they are trying to push, the narrative. When Mr. Ramaphosa responded at the end of the debate, he made it very clear, and he didn't mention any names, but what he said was very clear. He said, this is not a coalition between two parties, meaning the ANC and the DA. Then he said, this is also not a coalition, a grand coalition between three parties, meaning those two and including the IFP. Then he said, we are committed to a government of national unity to reach out to a broad base in South Africa and to bring people together, etc. And everybody accepted that. And since then, the government of national unity was formed and we are operating at this stage. Last week, Helen Ziller comes along and says, no, I just want to tell you, this is no government of national unity. This is only a coalition between the ANC and the DA. Playing exactly into the narrative of the EFF, with all due respect, undermining the government of national unity. And what would be the purpose? And I've got my own view why that would be the case. I don't think the DA wanted all the other parties in the government of national unity. They would have preferred a coalition with the ANC alone. They couldn't keep the IFP out because the IFP is a strong reality in KZN and they needed to do something there. But I think the strategy was to keep all the other parties out, try and squeeze them to oblivion. And then Ms. Zille spells it out. In the end, the ANC should disappear and behold, a miracle will happen. We'll all turn into blue supporters and the Democratic Alliance becomes a government of South Africa. That may be the ideal from their position, but it's completely unrealistic. Whether we like it or not, if we want to take South Africa further, we will have to find some kind of common ground. And if you look at the government of national unity, this is a serious attempt to try and turn South Africa around. Everybody knows that we could not go on as we've been doing for the last 30 years. If we do that, well, we all know where that will end.
Even the electorate sent that very, very strong signal. But your guy, your leader, Peter Groenewald, running prisons, that's a bit of a hospital pass.
Yes, I think, let me make two observations. One, let me make a positive one and then a negative one. The positive one is, I think he will make a success of that. I think that's part of his personality in terms of a person that believes in order and structure, et cetera, et cetera. And he will make a success of the Department of Correctional Services. That I've got no doubt. I think he will do so. But secondly, I think it's a bad portfolio because for the Freedom Front Plus itself as a political party and for our support base, it doesn't mean much at all. Doing correctional service, what does it mean for our support base, our base out there? Not much. And I think the reason for that is, and I think we've got ourselves to blame, we did not negotiate during the negotiation phase putting the Government of National Unity together for a position in the executive. We made it clear, I made it very clear that we need to be part of the executive, and the reason for that being, if you're not around the table, you will not have any influence where decisions are taken on the executive level. You have to be part of that. But I think the mistake came in that we did not negotiate for any portfolio and then we ended up with correctional services. But having said that, I've got no doubt Dr. Groenewald will make a success of that.
And if he does, then you've got a template, again, in the same way as Gayton McKenzie seems to be doing for the PA on the sports, arts and culture. He certainly has been a new broom there. Is Dr. Groenewald doing the same thing in prisons?
Yes, he's doing exactly the same. And I think that's very positive because the reality is that in the end, you must demonstrate that you can make a difference. One person can make that difference. And let's take a Gayton, for example. He's making a huge difference at the moment. Gayton is enthusiastic. He's living his passion. He's doing what he believes. And he just goes on. And I remember many years ago when my father was in the executive, you've got one or two choices. You can decide to do nothing. And you won't make any mistakes, but you won't make any differences as well. Or you can actively start and move forward. And yes, there will be some mistakes as well. But having done nothing means nothing. You have to take the bullet and bite the bullet and get going. And I think that is exactly what is happening in both those portfolios at the moment.
What is happening in Johannesburg? As I mentioned at the introduction, Herman Mashaba avowed that he would never vote with the ANC. He would never support the ANC. And yet now he appears to be doing so. What's your reading?
I think Johannesburg is a problem, as is Gauteng a problem. Because if you look at the election result, the natural thing should be that there should also be a government of provincial unity in Gauteng, like you've got in KZN, because that's in the best interest of the electorate in Gauteng. Now, there are some complicating factors, one of them being that the premier in Gauteng, Mr. Lesufi, is not the easiest person to cooperate with. And he's not making it easy. And the Democratic Alliance decided to stay out of that province in terms of becoming part of a government of provincial unity, which is unfortunate. One of the reasons may be Mr. Lesufi, but I think there's an underlying further reason. Because if you succeed in creating a government of provincial unity, the logical question would be, then you should immediately take it to the Metro of Johannesburg. You should immediately take it to the Metro of Ekurhuleni and turn them around. My obvious take of this is the following. I don't think the Democratic Alliance, and we've seen that in the past when we tried to take Johannesburg back, the DA is not interested in taking Johannesburg back. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And the reason, there are many reasons, but I think that the compelling reason at the moment is we are too close to the local government elections in 28 months from now, in 2026, because I think they think that even if you take Johannesburg back now, you cannot turn it around in time. So that the electorate will say you've done a good job and we will vote for them again. I think they've opted for the alternative, stay out of it, And then in 2 years' time, you blame the incumbents. Just look at this mess in Johannesburg. Just look at the mess in Ekurhuleni. We will save the day and hope that you can then do very well in that election. Now, that's from the Democratic Alliance's point of view. But the unfortunate situation is that the residents of Johannesburg will tell you, this place is falling apart. It's terrible. I was in Joburg 2 days ago. The place is literally falling apart and no action is being taken. And I think that's for political expediency. If you are serious about serving the public, then you step up to the plate and you make a difference. From Action SA's perspective, and I think that's a more difficult one, Mr. Mashaba and Action SA, like the Freedom Front Plus, were all in when we tried to get the multi-party coalition going and a multi-party government to succeed. Looking back now, one can ask the question, were all the parties in that thing absolutely committed to make it work, or were some not really committed? And that's a different discussion. So after the election, Action SA did not have the best result, obviously. They did get 6 members to parliament, but they didn't do as well as they hoped to do. And in Johannesburg, they are the strongest in terms of the support they received in 2021 with more than 40 members in the council. And I think they just realized we cannot sit back and watch Johannesburg go down the tube. If the DA doesn't want to step up and let's turn Johannesburg around, they've got no alternative, and try to see if they can work together with be the ANC or whoever to try and make that thing work. Because at the moment, you've got the mayor there from Al Jamar, and clearly that's not a success.
What a fascinating period of politics that we're going into. And the man who's seen it all and been around the longest serving member of parliament in South Africa, Dr. Corné Mulder, giving us his insights. I'm Alec Hogg from business.com.